AI-narrated audio generated from ShareMaestro Market Research. Full article. Casey's holds a 10.7% four-week gain, but 0.5x volume leaves confirmation thin. Casey's General Stores is still trading in the upper end of its yearly range, yet the latest weekly advance came with negative activity pressure and muted participation. Research brief. Casey's General Stores closed at $861 for the week, ended 24 July, up 0.3% on the week and 10.7% over 4 weeks. The weekly trend signal remains active after a 160-week streak, with price 16.5% above the trend line. But volume was only 1.4 million shares, equal to 0.5 times the 13-week average. The setup is constructive, but not clean. Relative strength is positive, activity pressure is negative, and the stock trades at an 88.6% premium to ShareMaestro fair value. Key points. 1. Casey finished the week at $861.06, up 0.3%, with a 10.7% four-week return and a 64.0% gain over 52 weeks. 2. The stock sits 84.9% through its 52-week range and 7.1% below its $927.9 high, while remaining 16.5% above the weekly trend line. 3. Consumer cyclical and U.S. specialty retail breadth is uneven. Casey ranks in the top decile of its industry, but only 34.1% of specialty retail names have active weekly trends. 4. Volume was light at 1.4 million shares, just 0.5x the 13-week average and 0.7x the 52-week average, weakening confirmation of the latest move. 5. Activity pressure is negative at negative 0.54, and the current signal state shows no fresh buy, despite positive relative strength and positive next week expectancy of 56.31%. Weekly tape, strong position, softer finish. Casey's General Stores ended the latest week at $861.06, a modest 0.3% gain that preserved a much stronger four-week advance of 10.7%. The longer tape remains impressive, with 26-week and 52-week returns of 38.5% and 64.0% respectively, and an active weekly trend signal across all 52 weeks in the measurement window. The stock is still trading high in its one-year range at 84.9%, but it has not yet returned to the 927.9 high, sitting 7.1% below that level. Price is 16.5% above the ShareMaestro trend line at $739.4, keeping the weekly regime constructive, while the 88.6% premium to ShareMaestro fair value at $456.9 raises the bar for further evidence. Sector and industry context favors Casey, but breadth is thin. Within U.S. consumer cyclical, Casey stood out against a weak group tape. The sector averaged a negative 1.8% weekly return and a negative 0.8% four-week return, while Casey delivered positive returns across 1, 4, and 12 weeks. Its sector rank sits in the 92.9th percentile, with a peer percentile of 71.9% across 499 consumer cyclical names. The industry comparison is sharper. U.S. specialty retail averaged negative 4.2% for the week and negative 2.4% over 4 weeks, while Casey ranked 8th of 44 on the week and 5th on the 4-week view. The caveat is breadth. Only 34.1% of specialty retail names have active trend signals, and just 25.0% show positive relative strength. So Casey is outperforming a selective rather than broadly supportive industry group. Momentum and market dynamics are sending a mixed message. Momentum is positive, but no longer urgent. The latest 0.3% weekly rise followed stronger July follow-through. And the 12-week gain is a modest 3.1%, despite the stock's powerful 6- and 12-month profile. Relative strength remains positive at 21.77, and the RS change over 4 weeks is strongly positive, supporting the view that Casey is still separating from many peers. Market dynamics are less supportive. Activity pressure is negative at negative 0.54. The signal state shows no fresh buy, and the recent tape includes 4 reversal markers. ShareMaestro expectancy is positive at 56.31%, but that evidence is not matched by current activity pressure, leaving the setup balanced rather than decisively confirmed. Volume, risk, and what to watch next. Participation is the main weakness in the latest print. KSAY traded 1.4 million shares, below the 13-week average of 2.5 million and the 52-week average of 2.1 million. That 0.5x volume ratio contrasts with the heavy 4.9 million share week on 12 June, when the stock rose 17.5%, and suggests the latest advance lacked broad volume confirmation. Risk is elevated relative to the one-year baseline. 13-week volatility is 6.3% versus 4.5% over 52 weeks, and the recent return profile includes 15 higher weeks and 11 lower weeks across the last 26. The next watch points are whether price can remain comfortably above the 739.4 trend line, whether activity pressure can move back into positive territory, and whether volume can expand above 1.5x average on the next directional move. Research note: this article is for educational market research only and is not financial, investment, trading, tax, or legal advice. ShareMaestro does not make buy, sell, or hold recommendations.